The opinions expressed on Too Much Information are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Hey, remember that time when...
Stop! That's way too much information.
I want you to be mine again, baby.
Annoying again, baby. Hi, everyone.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. This is our third episode.
Yeah, it's Liesl and...
Cho. And you're listening to...
Too Much Information. So, last episode, we had an episode about music and opinions with music. And this episode, we have some special guests.
We're gonna talk about love. We're gonna Woo! Talk about romance. Yay. Okay. I'm gonna let our guests introduce ourselves. And first of all, Chang, do you want to go first?
Yeah, okay. Hey guys, I'm Chang. I'm Chang, and I'm in my I'm in the interior design program in my first year.
So how did you meet Cho?
Oh yeah, I met Cho like a year or more in my first year. My first year, like the last year one. I met her in a
It was like a gathering for TMU, like
TMU Vietnam.
Vietnamese students that has been accepted, I guess.
Oh, I didn't even know there was one of
yeah,
those.
Yeah, like, I think they do it for every country, but I'm not sure, but yeah. We had one in Vietnam, and I met,
And we text each other, like, hey, how are you? What program are you in? That's so cringe, but yeah.
Okay, it's my turn, right? Yeah. Hi, I'm Thuc Anh in my Vietnam. That's my Vietnamese name. My English name is Adi Chen. I'm also in interior design, just as Chang, but I'm in second year. I'm a roommate with Cho right now. But I met Cho, a year ago in that same event. But I reached out to Cho first, like, oh, what's your Instagram? And then we came here and we kind of met each other. And yeah, we're like the Vietnamese gang.
Yeah. I thought you were really extroverted and then Chang was really introverted. So it was cool. Like, I met both types of people. But we all hang out in a Vietnamese gang.
Me included.
you're honorary Viet.
Yeah.
You're honorary Viet.
Honorary
and
Viet.
Then your op is also Viet.
Okay.
They know Liesl through an event that we went through that the Vietnamese Students Association had last year. So that's basically how we know each other.
Yep.
For our first topic, we're going to talk about everyone's concept of love. So basically, what love means to you and how you think it has been affected by your experiences growing up.
Z-Link.
That's okay, Z-Link. That's basically the premise. Do you want to start, Liesl?
You can start.
Okay. So, I guess I don't think I've ever like loved anyone romantically before. I've had crushes, but I don't think it's love. I feel like when you love someone, you would kind of know. And love is kind of like something that needs to be reciprocated. So to me, I can't like fully love someone unless the other person feels the same way, I guess. And that's what love is to me. But I haven't experienced it, so I wouldn't know. And like growing up, my parents aren't very affectionate to each other. And they're not very like lovey-dovey.
Same.
Whereas like my friend's parents, like, I feel like they're more of the lovey-dovey type. And I feel like, I've even wondered, like, growing up, I feel like, do my parents even love each other? Or is this just, like, a situational thing where they just married, like, for the sake of being married?
No, I get that. Like, I'm kind of, like, the same because my aunt and my uncles, like, I see a lot of them, you know, like, kissing or, like, holding hands and stuff like that. And, like, my parents don't really do that. And when I'm, like, you know, you should, whatever, like, sometimes it's, like, they're just like, oh no, you know, we're old, we've already been married for so long. But at the same time, I can really, like, the older I grow, the more I can tell, like, they love each other. Maybe they don't, like, show it through the traditional means, but they 100%, like, love each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, I think it's different with, like, Asian households as well, because Asian people, like, we don't show affection as easily as, like, in Western countries, right? And,
yeah.
And so when you see it, you really do know, oh, they love each other. And usually parents are just, well, yeah, usually our parents aren't very, like, affectionate in front of our faces.
Yeah. So
I guess growing up, I've always, like, wondered, oh, like, does it really exist? Like, what does love even mean? And, like, mm-hmm. things like that. Because I haven't experienced it in my own life. And, yeah. Like, yeah. I think, like, media affects me a lot, too. Because I watch rom-coms. And, like, I watch, like, K-drama and shit. And I, oh, sorry. I watch K-drama and stuff. And then it's just kind of, yeah, it's just kind of this idea of, does that really exist? Or does that really exist? Or is it just, like, fabricated? So, okay, Z-Link.
I'm sorry, I just wanted to say it's really
Liesl
funny.
Loves Z-Link, guys. If you guys, do you guys know The Legend of Zelda?
Do you guys know The Legend of Zelda and Zelda and Link? And they're in love, and that's why their ship name is called Z-Link. Sorry, guys, that was a demon.
Okay, so,
sorry you're seeing this side of me.
The Legend of Zelda is a video game?
The Legend of
is a video game.
Okay.
Introduce it.
Hi, I'm Liesl, and I love The Legend. It is a video game. My favorite. So I got into it like in 2024. If you're wondering how this relates to love,
they love each other.
They're my like favorite ship. Like Z-Link. I like. Oh my god. I sound like such a nerd, but it's okay.
You know, you already are.
I'm cringe, but I'm free. And it's like Zelda and Link in that franchise, they basically get reincarnated over and over again. They love each other in every universe. They're not just lovers, but they're each other's person. Okay? They're friends, there's lovers, they're everything. They're just there for each other all the time. And, you know, it's just like, I just think that, but relating back to love, our producer is laughing.
And that's what love is to you. It's Z-Link from The Legend of Zelda.
Yes. No,
yes.
But but in the sense, I'm going to make this make sense to my perception of love. That love is not just a feeling and it's not something that happens out of your control. It's also a choice.
So smart.
You have to work for it. You have to work for
it. Okay.
And I think love is when you see someone's flaws and you love them for it. Either way, that's when you fall in love. And I've definitely experienced that before with my first love in high school. And I haven't really like fallen in love with someone since. We got close once.
Oh my god.
And then joking. Jokes. But it's like we saw each other in the beginning. It was like the connection was like really strong and it was like that like rom-com feel of like, oh, we're perfect for each other. But I honestly think that I ended up, like, falling in love with them probably around, like, 3, 4, 5 months in, because that was when I started to know every single part of them, and I would still choose to love them knowing their flaws and everything because I still think that they're a wonderful person. So that's my perception of love. And Z-Link. Okay, moving on.
Okay, Chang.
About love? For me, I think, and my family, my parents kind of like be opposite with Cho's situation, that my parents kind of see each other. They're like want to show the world how they love each other by their by holding hands or kissing each other. And I think maybe that's kind of affects a bit in how I want to like show my love to the world. Like, I don't know, but I mean, for me, the love is like I'm not sure about like what love is, but I think when, for example, when I have like a feeling with someone, and I want to bring everything in my life, my feeling, bring gift, bring my time, spend my time with them, that's how I want to show my love.
I think it makes sense because that you said your parents are very affectionate, because I feel like the way you express love for your friends is really like you love like physical contact. Yeah. Like you love to hold hands with people. You love to hug people. Like that's one of the first things that I like. That's one of my first impressions about you, I guess, is that yeah, you're very like affectionate.
I think love is something you really need to learn. I think I've learned a lot about love since like I was born until now, like 19 years. And like, I don't think that it's enough. But yes, I do like have some things that I can say about love right now. I was born in a family that's not affectionate at all in terms of like words or like, yeah, mostly words. Like they do a lot of like
words of affirmation.
Yeah, like they don't do words of affirmation, but they do like have actions and like that shows love. But when I was like younger, I didn't know that was love.
And I feel like that's the common thing in a lot of Asian kids, I guess.
And so as I grew up, I kind of thought that our family, like I compared my family with other people's family, and I thought that we're not like, they don't, not like they don't love me, but I don't feel the love as much. And I thought, and I was like always craving love. And then when I got to high school, like a lot of my friends kind of showed affection to me a lot, but I didn't know how to like reciprocate that. Like I do love them, but I don't know how to like show it because of my family. So I kind of like deliberately like show my affections to people, and then to show that yeah, I love you, and I want to receive your love back to me. You know,
I think I also relate to that. I think that's a pretty common experience.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. So, in our second topic, we're gonna talk about each other's types. So what you find attractive, what draws you to a person, and how this reflects who you are as a person. So would you like to begin, Cho?
Okay. I feel like I'm attracted to people who have things that I feel like I don't. So for example, if they're good at like, because I'm not good at music. And I said this in the last episode. I do not have musical talent. So I'm really attracted to people who can, like, who are good at music or who can play musical instruments, like, especially, like, electric guitarists. And especially... yeah. I was, like, I had a phase in high school where I kept watching TikToks of, like, girls, like... of like e-girls playing guitar, electric guitars, and I'm like, bro, I can't decide if I want to be them or if I want them.
That's like, me, but with like bassists. I think bassists are so attractive.
And I, well, to expand, I also feel like emotionally, I like people who I feel like can give me what I don't have in my life. So like, if they show me a little bit of care or like a little bit of attention, and then they're really, really nice to me, I'll just feel like, oh my god, like suddenly I have all this affection that I'm always craving, and that makes me really attracted to them, I guess. Yeah, and then also if they're like a positive person, like if they're just like happy in general, then I feel like I'll be more attracted to them as well, because like I'm not a very positive person. I'm kind of an emo.
I'm actually emo.
I'm just like energetic, just like happy in general. Yeah, they really like stand out to me. And I had a crush, like I had crushes on people who were like class clowns. So
yeah.
So what about you, Liesl?
So I'm really attracted to I'm attracted to all people. Like people who like look alternative and dress alternative.
Okay, Queen. Okay.
Okay. But like, and unfortunately this has been reflected in a lot of people that I've seen or have had crushes on. She knows.
I'm aware. I'm very aware of this.
Yeah, but, like, I like people who look, like, a little emo, a little punk, and, like, yeah, you know, like goth or whatever.
Girl.
It's like, no, shut up.
No, no, okay, okay.
Okay, 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 okay. But, like, yeah, that has happened before. And, you know, actually, word of advice to you viewers, if it's a girl, that's okay. If it's a guy, don't go for them. They're a male manipulator 99.99% of the time. Be like, oh, yeah, you know. I, like, listen to this, and I'm so in touch with my emotions. They're going to manipulate you.
Right.
Just run.
Run away from e-boys.
Run away from them e-boys.
From the Uniqlo-wearing, Valorant-playing
e-boys.
Can she listen to
e-boys? Can she listen to e-boys? With ear piercings. But, like, yeah. Do not trust them. Run away. You're going to end up in the worst situationship of your life. She keeps bullying me on this.
Okay, what do you think that reflects on who you are as a person? That you're a little e-girl?
Please never say that ever again. I think I'm gonna off myself. I didn't even say that. No. I don't know. Maybe I guess sometimes it's also like, oh, I also really like people who are like little losers.
I love my losers. Yeah, like, oh my god. I love when they're like kind of a loser.
When they're kind of pathetic.
Like, when they're kind of pathetic and a little fruity.
Yeah, yeah, yes. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Especially when they're a little gay. That's a come to me, sir. Or m'lady. But it's like, I actually, especially when it comes to girls, if they have like a tough appearance, but then you talk to them and they're like kind of a loser and they're like a little bit of a golden retriever, I'm like,
okay, the golden retriever.
Yeah. And with guys as well, like, I think I like it when someone's not afraid to be out a little bit out there and put themselves out, even though they might get like made fun of or whatever. I also noticed that I mesh well more with introverts because I'm an extrovert, and I just like it when like people aren't afraid to be themselves, so that's probably why I like old people.
I don't have a specific type in terms of appearance. I used to think that I like good looking boys and stuff, but now I realize that does not matter to me. Mm-hmm. But I am attracted to people who are charismatic. Mm-hmm. But I can't pinpoint, like, I can't put an adjective for that kind of charisma. Right. It just happens.
Just kind of riz. Just kind of like, okay, aura. What's aura.
What's like a celebrity crush you'd say would have that kind of charisma and like aura?
Let me think. I can't think of any like Western celebrity. Do you watch K-drama?
A little bit.
Have you watched, what is it called? The Glory?
No.
Oh wait, the guy in Exuma, right?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The guy in Exuma.
What's his name?
Lee Do Hyun.
Lee Do Hyun.
Hold on, let me Google. He's
bro, search up Lee Do Hyun in Exuma. He looks like Jungkook in that movie. And I'm like, bro, I need this man. Like, I need this man currently.
Yeah, I've talked about it with Cho too, and she likes him too.
I need him. I need
it. Oh, I see the vision. Hey, yeah.
Yeah, they exudes that kind of like that aura. Wow. And then I like people who are like sure of themselves.
Mm.
Because I think that I am someone who's kind of sure of who I am too. Mm. So I don't really like people, because I've been in a kind of like a situationship with someone who was not sure of themselves. Yeah. And they kind of take me as like me, I have become like their identity. Like, oh, like my situation, like someone I'm interested in, like that becomes his identity, and he became scary. Interested in what I'm interested, but I know that what I'm interested in doesn't fit him, you know. You know what I mean?
I get that.
We've talked about that, and we've talked about how that like differs from mine, because I like them a little bit of a loser. Like, I like them to be a little bit pathetic. Like, if they'll just like follow me around, like, and she does not like that. She
I don't like golden retriever at all.
That's fair. You're like the silent, not the silent, but like the strong. Like,
she doesn't character. Want them to grovel at her feet. Like, she doesn't want
that's
that.
That's my favorite. I'm joking.
I know.
I'm joking.
It and really I depends. Like someone who like profession is not the same as mine.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
That's different from me.
And high EQ.
Shut up! Oh my god!
About my type, actually, I think that I'd be attracted by a person that, like, I think stands out if, at, like, a professional, something like, for example, I don't know, I really like, that's kind of stupid thing, but I had a crush on a teacher that, you know, that like they're really proficient in their
their field.
their field. Or
they're a professional in their field.
So she's like opposite from me.
I get it. When someone's good at what they do, it is hot.
It's yeah, and actually, I'm really not like attracted by a good looking person.
I get that, especially when someone's too good looking.
Yeah,
yeah.
Scary. Oh, it's like unapproachable. It's like they're like, oh, like I can't.
Yeah, or like they
they're probably a
AI generated. You know,
AI generated.
Like, I don't mean that in a bad way. But yeah,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, I know your type. I know what your type is because you can
because
just...
You actually have...
Because you are actually in a relationship.
So... Congratulations!
If you hurt her, we will kill you.
And, yeah, and that person is in the same profession as her, basically. Mm-hmm. So, I mean... I understand, like, I get that. I want to be, I'm actually really jealous of her, because I want that to happen to me, too. Just like
we
I
all
feel
do.
Like, I know, because just, like, I feel like if they're really good at something, you also want to be good at.
Yeah, that's right.
You're going to want to, like, push yourself to be better as well. And, like, yeah, even though you'll feel a little bad about yourself. So, to wrap things up, to put a little bow around our episode, I'm just going to ask you guys what you think your love language is, starting from Chang.
Me? Of course, as I say, I really like physical touch. So, of course, my first is physical touch. And then I think that it's giving. Because, yeah, I really love to, like, make a gift, like, handmade. Gift him his job for
that's so cute
for who I love like
I like
stop doing staring at me yeah
you're and just so pretty I just can't help
what the
flirting in their love
I'm gonna steal her from her
she has a boyfriend.
I'm gonna steal her from a little like boyfriend.
Watch out bleep
watch out
yeah
okay Addie.
Mine kind of depends on who I'm with, because I do understand that people have different ways of like showing their love. So like whatever your love, like however you show it to me, I kind of show it back that way. But like a love language that I need to have with whoever I'm like in love with or like I really appreciate is that quality time. Like I know you like me if you want to spend time with me. And I need to spend time with you to know you. So, quality time.
I get that.
Liesl?
Mine is also quality time, actually, because I just know that, yeah, like, if you spend a lot of time with me, we don't even have to do anything. I think that's really domestic, and the domestic kind of love is what I like the most.
I think mine is just a little bit of everything. But, yeah, quality time, physical touch, and then especially words of affirmation, because I really like it when people, like, give me compliments or, like, affirm me on things I'm insecure about. So
yeah, so goodbye listeners.
Bye. See you
bye
next
guys.
Time.
Bye guys.
Bye.
Next episode. Bye.
Bye.